For teachers, it's August 30th. For students, it's September 6th.
So going back after Labor Day?
After Labor Day.
What went into that decision?
We needed a longer summer because we're preparing to move into the new facility, and then we're transitioning the whole district. So that was a big impetus to we ended early and we're starting late just to give us time to get everything ready and get into the building. So
talk about that new building. I assume you will be ready to go?
We are ready to go. Looks like we'll have occupancy here soon. We don't have the permits yet, but teachers are coming back in to start setting up next Tuesday, the 15th. And then we'll be ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. Talk about some of the changes. I know principals, things of that nature. What all went into those decisions?
Oh my gosh, just a lot of things went into the decisions. First of all, we redistricted the whole district. So the high school stayed the same. Everything else has changed pretty much. So we're going to start renovating the kindergarten building starting Monday. They'll start working on that. We'll have that done by hopefully by December, starting in January. So preschool and kindergarten will be there. We moved first graders to Liberty, where first and second grade will be there. And then the 3-8 building, which is the new building, and then the high school. And then we opened up Ranger High Tech Academy. So we tried to match the principals up to their grade levels the best we could, and which ones we feel one knew the content area and the student grade level, and then also the ones that knew the teacher. So we tried to match all that up, and that's how we looked at that.
For people who may not be familiar with the High Tech Academy, mm-hmm. What is it? How did it come to be?
So the High Tech Academy is a school that's focused on STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, and integrates the language arts and so forth. And then it also focuses on computer sciences. And this year, it's a choice school for parents because we have about 260 parents that decide to leave the district for charter schools. So we felt we should give them a choice. And this was the choice we decided upon. And we also looked at the future job market. And the job market for computer sciences and engineering is amazing right now. So that's an area that we feel we're preparing students to go into.
So. And how many students can go into that school?
This year we're starting 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th grade, and we'll have about 100 students there, and then we'll grow it each year. So we'll go down to 3rd and then to 8th and on through. We have about 15 business partners that are working with the teachers right now to design curriculum that's really work-related curriculum, problem-based curriculum. They'll solve problems for example, Highland Software is one of our businesses. They'll work with those people at Highland and solve actual work-related problems and take it to them and present it to them and see how that goes. So. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting.
Anything else students or parents ought to know?
It's a lot of change. Just be patient. We've got a lot of things going on. We're about ready. We do have a really exciting ribbon cutting and opening ceremony on August 28th, starting at 6, and that'll be a chance for people to see the building before the kids get in. There's a few other things. We'll be going one-to-one. We have a couple dates where students will be able to pick up their Chromebooks, and those are published on the website. Transportation is posted on the website, and we're pretty much set for that. We're still working a little bit on routes, but we're almost there. So pretty exciting stuff.